Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, my beautiful single ladies. This is How to Date, Part 1. Are you trying to figure this thing out called dating? Yes, I talk to women all over the country about their love lives, and many are saying that they don't even know how to date. Well, I'm going to tell you how to do it. I am Kiki Strickland, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. And this is Dating Talk. I've been hailed as one of the top black matchmakers in the country by Ebony Magazine. I've been working with singles since 2006, providing introductions, dating coaching, flirt nights to help you become more approachable, love attraction retreats in Martha's Vineyard. I have a married in 2 years or less program, and I also have a Meeting Mr. Right coaching group. You can find out more about all of those things on my website at KikiStrickland.com. And shout out to all my meetup groups again, the Diva Network, Women's Social Network, Christian Singles in the DMV, Single to Bride, and Divas in the Big Apple. And of course, a big hello to all of my clients. Thank you for joining me on the program today. We are talking about how to date. I know there is some confusion sometimes. I heard these two ladies talking about how they weren't even sure if they were dating a particular guy. They had spent some time with him, but mainly in a group. So they didn't know if he was asking them out when he told them to meet. And this is two different ladies talking about two different guys. They were told to meet the guys at a particular place. And both times, both of the guys were there with their friends. And they weren't sure if one of the other ladies there was actually with him. They didn't know if it was a friendship or if it was like a romantic date. So there shouldn't be that kind of confusion, ladies. You should know. And if you're ever confused about whether it's going to be a date or not, you can always ask. You can always say, is this a date? There is no reason why you should be confused about whether or not the man is showing interest in you. So we'll get into that a little bit later, but I wanted to start with the past. And I was reading something that a minister had written online. It was kind of funny, but it rang so true. He said, back when I was in high school and college, we used to do something called dating. And he put that in quotation marks. This strange and currently little known behavior involved a young man picking up the phone or perhaps asking a girl in person to go on something known as a date. This involved an actual activity, such as the two of them having dinner together or going to a movie together, perhaps some other function together, as in just the two of them. He would ask her, and she would either agree to go out with him or not. If she accepted, he would actually get into his car, go to her house, and ring the doorbell. He might even meet her parents if she still lived at home. Then he would actually take her somewhere, such as to a restaurant, and he would spend money, his own money, it says, on her. He was then supposed to bring her back to her own home at a reasonable time. Perhaps if it went well, she might even give him a quick kiss and agree to see him again. So this is what the minister continues on to say. Of course, I say a lot of this in jest, but what makes it strangely funny is that although most young people have heard of the dating I'm describing, many seldom experience it with any real frequency. Back when I was in high school and college, the goal was to have a date every Friday or Saturday. He says, frankly, very little was on TV on Friday nights, since it was presumed that most young people would be out on dates and not at home watching TV. So that is a little funny little thing, but it's true. People don't do it the way that it used to be done. Things have evolved. Things have changed. Many young people and the newer generations don't even know that dating went like that. So all they might know about is hookups and sex buddies and women chasing the men and everybody breaking up and getting divorces. So that's not a good thing, in my opinion. A date, so let's talk about the definition so that we get a good understanding before I go into anything else. A date is a social or romantic appointment or engagement. And this is an example, as far as the dictionary says, a college student on a date with someone he met in class. The Urban Dictionary says this about the word date. Two people getting together for an activity when the possibility of romance between them has been broached but not ruled out. Since the exploration of romance is the purpose of a date, merely asking someone out on a date is sufficient to broach the subject. Dates may or not continue once a couple have entered into a romantic relationship. I hope the dates are still going to continue. Oh, goodness. This says the word date may be used to identify a get-together between two people who are not romantically involved, but this usage is meant to convey irony, since such a meeting is not a date in the true sense of the word. For example, a lunch date with a pal or a girlfriend. So sometimes people use date, and they're not meaning a romantic date. They're actually using the word date ironically. And here's another example. Yeah, Mike and I went out on a date last night. He's cute, but I'm not sure if I want to get involved with him or not. So basically, a date is supposed to, when it's used correctly and not ironically, is supposed to be the possibility of romance between the two people. You may not know if there will be, but there's the possibility of it and that you're exploring that possibility. So two friends going out is not really a date. There must be some romantic interest. If the guy has not shown any romantic interest in you, then maybe it's not a date. However, just like this description said, the very fact that he asked you to do something usually means that there is romantic interest. And I know a lot of women are confused about that because they think that men think like us. And we might ask somebody to do something that we're not interested in. We might want to be friends with someone or hang out with someone, even though we have no romantic interest in them at all. We have no attraction to them. However, I have heard that men usually don't even want to be your friend unless they have some type of attraction to you. So that being said, if a man has singled you out and it does seem like he's showing you some attention and wants to spend time with you, it probably does mean that he is interested romantically in you. If you are confused, though, like I said before, you should ask very directly. If he's inviting you to do stuff you can come out and say, is this a date? Even if you say it jokingly and with a little laugh, he will have to answer one way or the other. And if he says no, then you know. If he says anything other than no, it could be. If he says maybe, or if he says we'll see, or if he says something cheeky or sarcastic, then maybe it is. But don't be ashamed or embarrassed to get clarity on that. All right. So, how to know if it's a date? Another Urban Dictionary entry said that a date is a lost art, virtually non-existent in the 21st century, replaced by casual meetings for lunch or coffee where the bill is Dutch and the parties wear jeans. So back to that conversation where I heard the woman, two different women, at two different times saying that they didn't know if they were going on a date or if the guy had just invited her as a friend, because when apparently they were talking and he said, why don't you come over to such and such a restaurant, bar, lounge area, and his friends were all there and he talked to her a little bit, but he was also talking to his friends. That's not a date. That sounds like just a casual, hey, me and my buddies are over here at this place. Why don't you and your friends come? That is not a date. Like the dictionaries say, a date is when it is the two of you only. Not that you can't go on a group date, but if it's just something casual like that where his friends are there and your friends are there and he's just like coming over, that is not, in my mind, a date. That's just a, hey, you might be pretty cool. Maybe I want to get to know you a little bit better, so come on over here where my friends are. That's all that is. You can't say, oh, I went out with this guy after that kind of hanging out. That's just hanging out. Another woman said she thought she was dating a guy for 2 weeks, and it turned out he had just invited all these girls to the same place, and we all thought he was our date. I laugh, but it's really not funny. There were several women who thought they were his date because he invited them to something and he was not their date. He just invited them all to come. So again, don't be afraid to ask to get clarity. It's not a date unless you both think it's a date. And I always give the example of me and my husband. He thinks that this brunch that I invited him to was our first date. In my mind, it really wasn't a date. I just invited him. I'd actually also invited someone else. It was just a bunch of friends getting together to eat. He had already asked me out to dinner a couple of times, and I had said no. So when my friend was having this brunch, I said, you know, I'm going to invite this guy. It was not a date in my mind, but it was a date in his mind. But in order for it to really be a date, both people have to believe that it is a date. All right, enough on that. Okay, hold on for a minute. This is 2015, and actually, it's the beginning of the year. And now, 2015, things are very different in a lot of ways. I wish that we could go back to the old days sometimes, when things were a lot simpler, when men pursued women, and women stuck to the rules. Now, I teach that some of the rules, the majority of the rules, are a good thing. Some of the other rules, though, I do not agree with. And a lot of people think, because I have my flirt nights, that I believe in the woman being more aggressive. And it's simply not true. When you are learning how to date, when you are learning how to do this thing, I am not teaching you that you should be aggressive and asking him out or pursuing him. I believe in being friendly, being approachable, being fun, and light and just a happy person, and treating him like you would another female. If he is near you, say hello. If he says hello, ask him how he's doing. There's no reason to treat men differently. And sometimes we're practically rude to men just because they're men. If he was a woman, you would have been a lot more gracious, polite, and friendly. But because he's of the male sex, you want to ignore him, avoid him, act like he's not there, give him the cold shoulder and whatnot. And it's just plain wrong. You don't know how many men have told me that women are rude to them. They don't even speak, even if he speaks to them. That's not how to date. If you're saying that you want to be in a relationship and you want to go out with people, don't be mean to the men. All right. Now, friendships with men. I think it is fabulous to have friendships with men. They will tell you the truth. They will give you advice about other men. They will even tell you what you should and shouldn't wear, what you look best in, how your hair looks. They'll be honest with you. Sometimes we are not, as females, are not as honest with other females about things because we don't want to hurt their feelings. We might say, oh, I love your haircut, even though we don't. A man will tell you, oh, no, you look much better with longer hair, or, oh, no, that dress, you should have worn the other one that you wore last week. They are a little bit more blunt and direct. So if you don't have any male friends, they get some because they will help you with this thing called dating. And you can also go out with them places and probably meet other men. So we'll talk about that at another time when we're talking about how to feed your funnel, because, you know, you should be having people that can ask you out and take you out. In the business world, we call finding your clients, finding people to buy your product and services, we call that feeding your funnel, and your funnel must always be fed. You must always have new clients, prospective clients coming into your funnel, because if you don't, you will go out of business and you won't make any money. But as long as you have new clients coming in, then you'll have a steady stream of income. And it's pretty much the same way with dating. If your dating well dries up and you don't have any other men asking you out, you don't know any other men that can go out with you, you need to start feeding your funnel again. So we're going to talk about how to do that at a later time. But back to friendships with men. Again, if a guy wants to do something one-on-one with you and you alone, it can generally be thought that it is because he is interested in you in a romantic way. Most men will not hang out with a woman one-on-one unless he is attracted to her. Of course, there are exceptions, but not generally. If you are not sure, ask. Don't be embarrassed. If you don't want to ask, just go with the flow and look for cues or clues in his behavior. Is he paying while you go out? Does he pay for you? That's a good sign, and one that usually means he's interested. If he's going Dutch, if he doesn't pay for your meal or for whatever you're getting, maybe he just wanted to see how it would be to hang out with you and then decided by the time the check came that he wasn't feeling you that much and just wants to stay friends and not pursue anything. That is a possibility. But generally, if they are paying for you, it's because they do see you as a little bit more than just a buddy. Now, if they've taken you out several times and paid, then you can pretty much be sure that he is romantically interested in you. Sometimes men don't do anything romantic. They don't try to kiss you. They don't say anything directly about their interest. But they think that if they are spending time with you and paying for your meal and listening to what you are saying and showing an interest in what you're talking about, they think that that's enough. And really it is. That should show you. If he wants to spend time with you alone, that's usually showing you that he is interested, even if he hasn't said anything specifically romantically yet. Now, online, it's different. You already know when you're doing online dating, you know that the people online are single and available and looking. So if anybody reaches out to you, even if it's a very generic, friendly email, you know that they're interested in getting to know you romantically. There's no question there. That's why you're online and that's why he's online. You chat for a while to see if there's any interest. I don't believe in taking too much time chatting, as I always say, or emailing. I believe that you should jump right into a face-to-face meeting. Then you confirm that there is interest. The date will confirm that there's interest and it may allow you to realize that you're not a match. So don't spend a lot of time talking on the phone or emailing because, again, you could start to think that you like the person based on their emails and their phone conversation when you really don't like them. Once you get in front of them, you might realize there's no chemistry, there's no attraction, there's really nothing there physically for you. So hurry that stage up. Now, at any time, either one of you can decide that you're no longer interested or it's just not working for you. So don't feel bad if you suddenly don't hear from the guy again. Do not take it personally. Do not blame yourself. Just realize at any time, he or yourself can lose interest and not want to continue spending time with the person. That doesn't mean that you need to stop online dating just because one guy disappeared that you liked. That doesn't mean anything. It just means that maybe he was talking with two or three other women and he decided he liked one of them better. Or it could mean any number of things. So, like I said, just don't take it personally. Just move on and continue talking with someone else. This is the other thing that I see women making a mistake in doing, is that they put all their focus on just one person while they're dating. Now, you're not dating him exclusively, so why should all of your attention and focus and time be on him? Most men are seeing a couple of different women at the same time until they determine that they like one better. And that's the same thing that you should do. How you date is to get to know different men who are potentials for you romantically. Get to know them on a one-on-one basis and then decide if one of them is a good fit. At that point, then you become exclusive with the person. You are not exclusive until both of you have agreed that you're exclusive. Women make that mistake all the time in thinking that they're exclusive with the person when they have not discussed that with him. You really don't know if you're exclusive with him. He could be seeing someone else unless he has told you that you are the only one. So that's a very important tip for you to continue seeing other people. Keep your options open. Don't get tied up with just one guy. Don't put your emotions into him or your feelings too deeply into him when you're just getting to know each other. I always teach my clients, and I even say so in my book, that until he has told you that he loves you or that you are the only one for him or that he doesn't want to see anyone else, just keep things light. Don't invest your heart in it until you already know that he is invested in it. Let's talk about attraction and chemistry. So the rules teach that men have a certain look, and that if you fit that look, he will be attracted to you. If you don't fit that look that he likes, there is nothing that you can do to get him to want to date you. He may be open to sleeping with you because he wants to sleep with somebody, but he will not really consider you a contender for his affections because he doesn't like your look. Your look doesn't do it for him. And that I agree with. And the rules say that that is why it is imperative that you allow the man to show his interest in you first. If you are the one that pursues him, you will not know if the relationship is just sexual or if he is bored and willing to date you in the meantime or if he is really into you. So let him suggest a date before you do. Like I said before, it's great to be friendly, be a friend to him, but never ask him out before he has asked you out and shown romantic interest in you first. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Because one of the other big mistakes that I see women making in dating is deciding that they like a certain man and then trying to get him. Or they decide that they only like a certain type of guy, even though those types have never even looked their way. And I will talk about both of those mistakes in my next podcast on this topic on how to date. We have an awful lot to cover, actually. So make sure you come back next week for the second installment in this series on how to date. And if you have any questions specifically about your situation or something that you're confused about with dating, or maybe something a particular guy is doing and you want to know my opinion on it, then send me an email to info@kikistrickland.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at kikistrickland.com. Also, don't forget to check out my website to learn more about my Married in 2 Years or Less program for women who are serious about meeting and getting engaged to their Mr. Right within the next 2 years. And I also have started up my Meeting Mr. Right group coaching program, which is a 3-month program for ladies anywhere in the country can join us. So KikiStrickland.com for more information on those. And in the meantime, happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.